Seven US Navy sailors are missing off the coast of Japan after their ship collided with a merchant vessel. The USS Fitzgerald has been towed into port. Its captain and two other crew members have been airlifted to hospital. The Japanese Coast Guard says the ship was taking on water but wasn't in danger of sinking. The merchant vessel has been able to sail away under its own power. Well, Simon Marks joins me now from Washington. Simon, are we any closer to understanding how this happened?
Well, I think that the investigation into what happened is clearly underway by the Department of Defense at the Pentagon here in Washington, D.C., John. This is an astonishing event, given that there is an enormous amount of ocean out there. To see the Fitzgerald, this Navy destroyer, damaged in the way that it has been, and all the aerial photographs clearly show substantial damage to the starboard side of the vessel. Seven U.S. Navy sailors missing. This is one of the most catastrophic incidents on a single day to beset the new U.S. Navy for a good long time. It appears that that tanker carrying containers was fully laden and plowed into the USS Fitzgerald nose first, hitting the USS Fitzgerald on the starboard side. The merchant vessel itself sustained damage that is also visible. You can see that on the nose of the vessel, but it was able to sail off and continue on its journey. There will, I think, now be an intensity of interest in audio recordings that U.S. Navy vessels maintain of conversations that take place on the bridge, a study of the radar records that are also maintained in a bid to understand how on earth this kind of an event in the Sea of Japan at 2:30 in the morning could possibly have occurred.
And you mentioned the radar equipment. You'd assume that in this day and age, a ship of that size would have all sorts of advanced equipment to prevent this type of incident.
Yes, absolutely. And it's also a huge ocean out there. And given the amount of radar that the U.S. Navy has at its disposal on board destroyers, plus, of course, the amount of radar that even merchant vessels now have and GPS positioning equipment, that there would have been some kind of warning. There is precedent for this, though. Back in 2012, another U.S. naval vessel, the Porter, collided with an oil tanker in the Straits of Hormuz, and there's extraordinary audio that was recorded on board the bridge when that occurred, and it's apparent that there was confusion on board the U.S. Navy vessel at the time as they were trying to get ahead of the tanker, failed to do so, and you can hear on that audio recording the panic that ultimately led up to the collision. Since then, the company operating the oil tanker has taken legal action against the U.S. Navy, accusing the Americans on that occasion back in 2012 of failing to follow many of the regulations concerning the rule of law at the sea. Now, we have no idea if a similar incident took place in the Sea of Japan over the last few hours. Who was at fault? Was it the USS Fitzgerald? Was it the merchant vessel with which it collided? But evidently, there's going to be an enormous amount of evidence that investigators will be able to pore over in a bid to find out what happened, while the focus immediately remains on the fate of those seven U.S. Navy sailors. With every passing hour, of course, it becomes increasingly unlikely that they will be found alive.
Simon Marks in Washington, thank you very much indeed.